From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
It's Thursday, December 9th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Cyber criminals have their own justice system, Amazon's new top secret region, and how many people are online? This is the Business of Tech. 1Password released some research linking the challenge of remote working to staff burnout, thus reducing attention to security guidance. Quoting ZDNet, according to the survey, burned out employees are more apathetic about workplace security measures and are 3 times more likely to ignore suggested best practices. Cybersecurity professionals are more burned out than other workers. The research suggests that 84% of security professionals feel burned out, compared with 80% of other workers. And when cybersecurity employees are burned out, they're more than likely to describe themselves as completely checked out and doing the bare minimum at work, something that 1 in 10 cybersecurity professionals described as their state of mind, compared with 1 in 20 of other employees. In research from CrowdStrike, the majority of global businesses believe supply chain attacks can become a significant threat within the next 3 years, with 45% experiencing at least one such attack in the last 12 months. Worldwide, 84% of enterprises expressed concern that third-party attacks could become a significant cyber threat over the next 3 years. And while I've covered law enforcement's actions against cybercriminals, would you believe they have their own justice system that includes the principles of a fair trial? In a blog from Analyst One, a dark web court is outlined. Dispute between groups, say one who purchases access to a compromised network and then it discovers it was previously sold and thus asks for a refund, are managed via an arbitration system. Why do we care? Every time I dig into the culture of the criminals, I walk away a bit more impressed. It's that begrudging respect for an opponent who knows their stuff and finds exciting ways to solve problems for financial gain. That's the other side of the people relevancy today. Criminals have systems, and the defenders have burnout. It's why culture matters here. Addressing the issue is not just technology, but also people and process. It's my takeaway here. Operating under a constant state of stress isn't sustainable, driven by a protect all the things mentality. A short story of note to my government and government-adjacent listeners. Amazon Web Services has announced a new top secret cloud region called AWS Top Secret West. The region provides additional geographic availability and resiliency of AWS cloud services for U.S. intelligence and defense agencies, including the CIA and NSA, to host, analyze, and run applications. It's the second location accredited for classified workloads that are air-gapped. While the company did not disclose the specific location, they noted it's over 1,000 miles away from AWS Top Secret East, located in Northern Virginia. This all from NextGov. Why do we care? I guess this is valuable tactical news for some listeners, probably mainly in the DC area. Broadly, I noted that cloud technologies could be used in an air-gapped way. It's likely unnecessary for the vast majority of both listeners and their customers, but isn't it good to know it's possible? New stats from the UN's International Telecommunications Union. The percentage of the global population using the internet surged from 54% to 63% between 2019 and 2021. There's an extensive urban and rural divide, 76% versus 39%, and age is a factor too. Africa is far behind at only 33% of the population using the internet versus at least 60% in every other region. 4G networks now reach 88% of the world's population. Why do we care? I noted this data and wanted to make sure I shared it. It's a bit about perspective. It's important to remember that not everyone is online, broadly across the world, but also in local communities. Access to digital technologies will continue to open up markets, even locally. It may be broadly consumer-driven, yet that still opens up growth for downstream customers and customers' customers. Just keep that in the back of our minds. Are you still using on-prem file servers and VPNs to share files with remote workers? Ignite is a business-class cloud sharing solution that works more like your on-prem server than other solutions. With a security-first approach to file sharing and collaboration, Ignite offers multiple options for sharing files and collecting files from outside sources, and do it all addressing data governance and compliance. Want to learn more? Check out ignite.com/MSP, and when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening, and I will be back again tomorrow with more. Talk to you then. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
From pit lane to podium, the Las Vegas Grand Prix is providing fans a race day experience at the speed they deserve. With the help of T-Mobile for Business, our 5G advanced network solutions are powering race day operations with event-wide connectivity. From streamlined gate entry to an immersive app, giving fans blazing fast access to the sport they love. This is accelerating innovation. This is the Las Vegas Grand Prix with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.